A baby girl was hit by a piece of falling cement, and fortunately, she has been compensated for over 360,000 yuan or about $54,000. Because the perpetrator was nowhere to be found, the judge ruled that most of the homeowners in that apartment building must compensate the victim collectively. Is it fair? Is probably the controversial question that everybody wants an answer of. But first of all, guys, tell me more about what happened there with this little girl.
Yeah, so this happened back in November in 2014, and it was just 40 days after the baby had been born. So she was only 40 days old, and she was outside of the residential community with someone who was looking after her when a piece of cement fell from the apartment building, which they were underneath, was thrown from a window or an opening in the building, and hit her, which obviously was very alarming at the time and caused some injuries to her. She was taken to a hospital, and it was later identified that she had some minor disabilities as a result of the accident. So it was quite serious, but fortunately, obviously, she survived, and it wasn't, you know, that bad as it could have been. But both the family and the police who investigated were unable to find out where the piece of cement had been thrown from in the building, and therefore who could be held responsible for it. So the family of the baby sued the 128 owners of, or the people living on all 32 floors of the residential building. They excluded the first floor, excuse me, where they said that it couldn't have come from because it's too low down, and they took all the floors above that and sued collectively all of the people living in the building. And the court then concluded that 89 out of the 128 proprietors should collectively compensate the girl and her family for over 360,000 yuan after some of the people were able to exclude themselves from the process because they could prove in whatever way that it wasn't them that had been there and thrown that. And the rest of them had to pay up. So they were all collectively required to pay the compensation to the family of the baby.
Oh yeah, it's so natural that this kind of case might trigger a lot of controversy. Mm-hmm. You know, most of the people living in the building are innocent, actually, but they have to share the compensation as well based on the collective responsibility ruled by law. According to the current Tort Liability Act in Article 87, it rules in the cases that objects thrown from the building or falling from the building cause damage to others, and it is difficult to determine the specific perpetrator, except those who are able to prove themselves that they are not the perpetrator. All users of the building who is possible to injure the sufferer will give compensation to the sufferer. So that is to say, if you can't prove, if you don't have concrete proof which can prove that you're not there, you must have to share the legal responsibility as well. You know, so if the perpetrator cannot be found, almost all households have to be punished according to the law.
Yeah, here I think is kind of a tricky legal ground that actually it all sort of came from a U.S. case that set the precedent of a similar kind of situation when objects are thrown from tall buildings, or even if the building isn't really that tall, but still, I mean, the damage these even sometimes small objects can cause to people on the ground, it could be very severe. And it is impossible to determine who exactly has thrown the object in many cases, because you don't get CCTV cameras up there in the sky. So what are there, are there other ways to determine? And it just seems to be very, very difficult, unless you have an eyewitness maybe, to see who exactly had been throwing stuff out of whatever apartment. And here, I think I'll share with you guys a little bit of data that our researcher had managed to do a little bit of calculation, because this is, you know, pure physics, but I'll not bore you with the details, but I'll share with you the conclusion. If we use an egg that is weighed 30 grams, if it is dropped from the fourth floor of a building and hit someone on the pavement, that person would suffer from a swollen bump in the head.
I don't want to know how you carried out that research before the show, throwing eggs out of the building at people to see what effect it had.
Ooh, that would be fun. No, it would not be. It would be causing damage to people. But yes, thank God we have physics and formulas that we can work with. And if that egg is being thrown from the eighth floor, then it will break the person's scalp on the ground. And listen to this. If it's the 18th floor, and then that egg would be able to pierce your skull. And if that egg is being thrown from the 25th floor, then it could kill you easily, the person on the ground. That's just a small egg. So we understand this is a serious matter. And this little baby girl that we're discussing today in this specific case, she suffered from a 7th level damage of her health. Mm. And she will no longer be able to live like a healthy person. She will be disabled all her life, and it is a very severe problem, and thank God she managed to survive situation.
Oh, yeah, that's also one of the reasoning of the court. The Chief Judge Wei Lan said the court would like to emphasize that the legislative intent of the law is to protect the interest of vulnerable people. You know, the interest of the victim, of the little girl, should be protected anyway. So if the victims can get compensation only after the specific perpetrator is found, the victim is undoubtedly in a worse situation. So in order to protect the innocent victims, the means and methods of sharing the responsibility to all possible perpetrators is working, and a special case of reasonable risk sharing. It is a special protection for the weak. Well, actually, He Yang, when you do the figures and of the eggs, I can't help myself thinking about, because I'm living on the 26th floor, I think, wow, I live high enough to kill someone, maybe. So, yes, everybody should realize that don't throw anything outside of the window. It's lethal sometimes.
Yeah, even if it's a very small object, then the kind of damage that could ruin a person's life, is the risk is there. So don't do it, obviously, is what we want to say. But before we go to that part, guys, do you think this is justice upheld? Do you think this is fair for all those people that are being involved here? And it could be you just happen to have own property in that apartment.
There are disagreements all the time, you know, among the common people, even among the scholars. Some scholars were against this article. For example, the famous tort law expert, Professor Zhang Xingbao, said, "I was sitting behind the closed doors at home when someone else threw something and hurt the passerby. Why do I have to take the responsibility for them?" So, but according to Liang Huixing, who was participate in the legislation of the Tort Liability Act, and he thinks when scholars are engaging the study of law and to make suggestions to national legislation, you must not take into account personal interests, but have to take into account social justice. So social justice is hereby above the personal interests. So, yeah, disagreement and controversy exists all the time.
About
fairness. Mm.
I think the problem is that it's very, very easy to put yourself on kind of both sides of the story, because obviously if you were the family of the person that got hit, or if you were the person that got hit by something, of course you would want to receive that compensation from somewhere. And if this is the only way to get it, of course you can understand why you would want that. But at the same time, if you were someone who just happened to live in that building and you have a bad neighbor somewhere on another floor who threw something, you can see how you'd feel so frustrated for having to pay up for them. But at the same time, you know, that could have been you as the person that got hit on the ground, and then what would you think about this? Mm-hmm. So I can see it's very frustrating for the people who live in the building, but we have to remember that in one way or another, the person that threw it is one of the people that got punished. So
yes,
they are letting all of their neighbors take the blame when they could own up and they know that this is happening, right? And they could say, you know, actually, this was me. I'm responsible for this. So it's the one person that's letting all of the other neighbors in the building take the blame for it.
Yes. So everybody else is taking part of the blame, but at least the culprit is amongst them, and that person is being punished. I know it's kind of difficult to comprehend, I think, for some people, especially those that, or the vast majority of those who need to pay compensation are innocent people. But sometimes I think here is the interesting role that the law is carrying, that it is, yes, of course, about punishing the relevant parties, but also sometimes it is about upholding social justice, and justice sometimes can be distributed in a way, I feel. And here, I feel that for this little girl, it's either she gets no compensation at all, because you can't find the criminal, the culprit, or these nice people, nice neighbors in the same building help out in a way. And each and every one of these homeowners will need to pay, I think, 3,000 to 4,000 yuan was was the amount that has been decided by the judge. So in this way, justice can be upheld.
Well, I think it is feasible in some cases, but it could be the last resort in a few cases. But if all the cases are resolved this way, that might cause more loopholes.
But it's not going to be the case at all, because there are no other scenarios that will this law be applied. Mm-hmm. Because it's very specific in our law that it says it's only when objects are falling from tall buildings will this law be applied.
But what if it's not a residential building? What if something is thrown out of an office window? Do you charge every person who works in the office, or how do you prove that you were there or you weren't there
at the time?
What if it's a public building? Like, how can you prove who was in it at the time?
If that's the case, then I suppose it's the companies or whoever that owns the or is renting then will be involved, because this is one of those very special cases that it's almost impossible to determine who exactly is the perpetrator. And that is the part that I find it kind of troublesome, that as some people are comparing this case to those escapes of hit and run, I think that's problematic, because for hit and run, it's a lot easier to determine who is the criminal, pretty much. And it's a criminal case, so we're talking about like civil liabilities here.
Yeah, so it seems possible to let all the drivers passing by at that time of the hit and run to pay for the accident. So I think here the police, it's the responsibility of the police to go the extra mile to find the true perpetrator. You know, if all the similar cases are resolved by this collective responsibility, the police might get lazy in some way. You know, the final result is that someone will compensate anyway. Why bother trying to find the true perpetrator? So, yeah, what do you guys think?
Well, the law is specific.
It's
that
very
it's only
clear.
Falling objects from the sky. So, unless that, but the part that I can kind of agree with you, Yang, is that maybe there are going to be like new technologies or other ways of trying to determine. Maybe they can like specify, narrow the scope of people that could be involved, because like
was going to be my question. If you know what height you have to drop an egg from to create what level of damage, then you can weigh the thing that fell and determine roughly what kind of height it must have fallen from to cause that kind of injury. I don't know anything about physics, but I'm speculating that there must be some kind of way you could narrow it down a little bit. But then the problem becomes, maybe we've narrowed it down to like the top 5 stories of the building, and then do we just spread this huge amount of money over that small number of people? That's collective responsibility, but each person would have to pay even more, even though then only one of the 5 floors actually did it. So it's in some ways even less fair for the people that get involved than if everybody spreads the cost.
Mm-hmm. Yes, for sure. And it just seems like for this kind of case, it is hugely unfortunate. And this is not the first time that it's happened in China. A couple of years ago, there was this, I think in Hunan province, this older lady that was, just having some tea and playing mahjong with a couple of neighbors, obviously at the ground floor of her building and outside. And then someone threw this chopping board off their out of their window, and eyewitnesses could only tell that it flew from one of those apartments in that building, but could not determine which exactly department did this. And guess what happened? According to the same law, the judge ruled that this older lady gets compensation from everyone in that building. So I think this is one of those interesting windows we get to see what the law can do. And sometimes, in order for justice to prevail, maybe it's not completely fair for everyone.
Yeah, what can the law do and what can the police do? That's the question which
Yeah.
bothers me. Maybe we need more surveillance cameras to enhance the sane investigation ability of the police. So, yeah, I understand. It's sometimes really hard to find the true perpetrator, right? But according to the law, if the perpetrator cannot be found, all the households have to share their responsibility. So, one, don't be a perpetrator. Don't throw anything out of the window. That can solve the problem fundamentally. And two, after the tragic happened, can the police be more effective and go the extra mile to do his job and find the true infringer? Then in that case, nobody innocent will share the risk at the time.
Yeah, I think the first point is very key. We've said this applies to one very specific scenario of things falling out of windows. So if we just don't throw things out of windows, then that does solve the problem. But yeah, I think you make a good point about, why can't the police determine who did it? If this was another kind of crime, you would never say, oh, we just can't figure it out, so we'll just take this group of people and blame all of them. I know there's a possibility that any of them did it, but I don't know. Say there's been some kind of someone has been attacked, and you wouldn't go to all the people who were around at the time, like you said with the hit and run thing, and say it could have been any of them, so we'll charge all of them. So it's a clear law and it does make sense, but at the same time, when you think about it in different contexts, it does seem a little strange that it's still something that exists.
Yes, and our listeners have a lot to say about this topic. I will start with Xingxing. She says, with so many high-rise buildings erecting these days in Chinese cities, there is going to be this rampant issue that we probably will see more of such news happen in the future. Well, Xingxing, that is a very pessimistic way of looking at it. And I hope that everybody who's read this piece of news somewhere or have listened to our show would see, first of all, the kind of damage it will bring to the victim, that innocent person, and it could take an innocent life away. And second of all, for all those people living in these buildings, yes, the small thing you do of throwing, maybe even if it's a mahjong tile out of your window, it could cause such severe damage to people. So don't ever do that again. And hopefully this will, be the message that people will get from this program. And also, Luo Bin says, with the fast development of modern cities, the buildings are becoming higher and higher, and the security becomes the top concern for a lot of people. It goes without saying that better safe than sorry. So I always tell my family members to stay away from the buildings as far as possible. At the same time, we should behave ourselves and not throw anything out of the window. That is a very good point, and that is what my mom told me as well. When you are walking in streets, no matter where you are in China or elsewhere, pay attention to the surroundings. And sometimes if you're walking under, let's say, construction that's being carried out in certain buildings,
Be careful.
be careful. But the good thing of that is, knock wood, you don't get hit by anything from the construction site. But if you do, at least you know who to blame and where to ask for liability. Okay, so pay attention to that. And also, we've got more messages. Yanis says, this accent just demonstrates the importance of education and discipline of people that should be communicated. As a teaching assistant in a chemistry lab, I always need to teach my first year undergrads how to be a good lab mate. And so sometimes laying the ground rules is really important. And I suppose maybe we're playing a very small role in all of this, is telling people, you know, this is huge, potentially very dangerous, and we should all try our best to not be any part of it.
Yeah, it requires a little discipline and morality from everybody, but it is important to the whole society.
Because not throwing something out of a window isn't going to damage you in any way. There is no drawback to be had from not throwing something out of the window. You don't gain anything from doing it. So even if you can cause so much damage to someone else's life, it also isn't worth anything to you to do it in the
first
place.
That is such a good point. And also, talking about windows, just don't throw anything out of whatever window. This morning when I was driving to work, such a good mood, you know, playing my music and, you know, the beat is on. I was so happy. And then I saw this guy who was driving right in front of me throw his cigarette butt just out of his window, car window. And that was so annoying. I really wanted to have a word with him. So don't throw anything out of windows. Although this one, it doesn't kill anyone, doesn't cause any damage to any human being, but it causes damage to environment. So
it depends where you are as well, because that started fires in many places around the world. In dry conditions, if you're out in, I think, Australia, places like that, you can cause a big fire like that.
And throwing a cigarette butt out of the car can cause damage to your own car. Quite high possibility.
Yes, oh, that's also a very, very good point. So basically, we've been very educational today, I suppose, in telling people what not to do. And here, although some people say that this is not completely fair for those innocent homeowners in that building, but I just like to say sometimes the law carries multiple purposes, and one being to uphold justice. But also, there's sometimes the educational purpose as well, and to prevent people from doing something like this again. So the deterrence is one of the purposes of this entry of the law. You are listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Yu Yang.